This is Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle. A huge game this week as the Houston Texans look to clinch home field advantage throughout the playoffs against the Minnesota Vikings. And an even bigger day inside the stadium as it is Fox Sports Southwest Fan Appreciation Day. And I am joined by the beautiful Fox Sports Southwest girls. You guys, this is just awesome to have you out here. Tell us a little bit about what you do and kind of what you're doing out here today.
Well, first of all, we are so excited to be here, Houston fans. This is just a big day. It is Fan Appreciation Day, and that is kind of what we do. We are fan ambassadors, on-air hosts that promote and support Fox Sports Southwest and our regional sports.
Okay, this is Kami, this is Liddy, of course, and they stick me in the middle of them. Not really where I usually want to be, but Liddy, tell us a little bit about what else you guys do besides being out here today.
Well, like she said, we are fan ambassadors, so we do a lot of things like live events. We attend a lot of games. We're also very big on social media. It's a great way to interact with the fans. So Facebook and Twitter, you can follow us on Facebook, the Fox Sports Southwest Girls, or on Twitter, FSSW_girls.
You know, and I know you guys have been out here mingling with some of the players and having a great time. Just sort of your thoughts about being down here in Houston, this team, and this atmosphere.
You know, we've heard that Houston Texans fans are just, they're the best fans, and we can already tell by being on the field that people are pumped and excited. This is a big game. I mean, they're 12-2. This is exciting.
Yep, absolutely it is. And let's find out how it all turned out in this week's Texans Rewind. It was a day when all eyes were on Adrian Peterson and J.J. Watt. Peterson needing 294 yards to break Eric Dickerson's single-season rushing record, and Watt needing 3 sacks to equal Michael Strahan's single-season sack record. And on the first play of the game, it was Adrian Peterson who struck first.
Ponder hands off to Peterson, running left, has room, 20, 25, 30, and dragged down across the 35 to the 37-yard line.
That, however, was about as good as it would get for Peterson, who was held to just 86 yards on the day, his fewest since mid-October.
He's a very good running back. Can't say enough about that guy. He's a heck of a football player. Obviously, we're happy to hold him under 100 yards, but we're not happy with the results of the overall game. So
he's a good running back, and they had a good team. They trust in him. They know what's at stake for him. Personally, that's a team that's also trying to make a run and get into the playoffs. And what we're trying to do around here is get home field advantage. So we knew it was going to be a tough game.
Vikings quarterback Christian Ponder, however, seemed to have no trouble on the ground or in the air. He himself rushed for 48 yards and connected with Kyle Rudolph for the first touchdown of the game.
Looking left, got a man wide open. Rudolph, touchdown, Vikings.
He definitely played well in this game. Running the ball, throwing it, making those quick throws and things like that. And, we got to be able to stop him, too.
Ponder had a great game. I think Ponder played very well. He made some big throws. He scrambled a lot. We didn't do a good enough job containing him.
J.J. Watt, however, attempted to hold pace. He did his part on Peterson.
One back, Peterson. They feed him, and J.J. Watt has him down for a big loss.
And also managed to get to Ponder, notching both a sack and a forced fumble.
Fakes the give. Ponder with time. Ponder, pocket collapsing. The ball is out. The Texans have it. Turnover time. It's a Houston ball in Minnesota territory as James falls on it.
Offensively, though, the Texans struggled. With just 187 yards of total offense, they did not score a touchdown for the first time since 2006 and were just a meager 1 of 11 on third down conversions.
We had a good week of preparation, good plan. We didn't execute, across the board. We hurt ourselves, had some turnovers, had penalties that put us in behind the down and distance, and ultimately we didn't execute as a group.
Penalties, couldn't run the ball, hurt ourselves. So that obviously, we're either getting a big chunk of yardage or getting minus yardage, and it's hard to get, have some consistency that way. That's what you want. You want some type of rhythm, and we couldn't find that all day.
With the Vikings up 16-3 late in the third, Matt Schaub did find Kevin Walter for what appeared to be a score, but it was marked down at the 1.
Looking, firing. It's Walter at the 5. He's in. Touchdown, Houston. Are they going to mark him down?
With first and goal at the 1, however, the red zone problems continued.
We had first and goal on the 1. Not a play we worked on all week. We busted that. So that's a throwaway. So now it's 2nd and 1. We run our top run. We lose a yard, I think. Now it's 3rd and 1. We check to a play down there, and we take our 15-yard sack.
Schaub in trouble. Schaub sacked back at the 16-yard line.
After 10 carries for just 15 yards, Arian Foster eventually left the game in the third, not because of a lack of production, but for medical reasons, specifically an irregular heartbeat.
Arian had an irregular heartbeat. He's doing fine, and so that's why we took him out of the game, but he is doing fine.
The Vikings would add one final score late in the game on a Toby Gerhardt 6-yard touchdown, making the final score 23-6 and postponing the Texans' opportunity for clinching home field advantage until next week in Indianapolis.
You know, we're going to have a couple of days here to digest this and move on. You know, we got to go on the road and play a good team in their building, and you know, we'll come back in Wednesday morning and get ready to go. And you know, I have no doubt that we're going to do that.
Got to give a lot of credit to Minnesota. They played well, and we still will be the number one seed if we win next week. So we got a lot of, you know, positives to look at. We got a lot of stuff to motivate us going into the next week. And I know the coaches are going to be hard on us, deservedly so, for that performance. And hopefully everybody bounces back and responds. I think we got a great group of guys that's going to respond. And we've done it before. The last two times we lost, we responded really well. And we just got to do the same thing again.
We're going to do what we do. We're going to play our football. And we're going to move forward. We understand this is one loss. We're sitting at 12-3. We know how to win. We just didn't do it today. And we're going to get it all corrected.
We got the talent to do it. We got the players to do it. We just need fire.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. The Fox Sports Southwest girls are already mixing it up with the fans, and we'll have plenty more when Texans Huddle returns. Stay with us.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Mark, let's first put this Vikings game behind us.
Let's do that,
one we'd
please.
Like to put behind us quickly, just kind of your take now a few days removed.
Well, obviously they did not come out with the kind of fire they needed. Antonio Smith even used that word. But you talk to the players and the coaches, Patty, and they talk about execution. They did not technically do what they needed to do. Schaub didn't play as well as he needed to play. The line didn't block as well as they needed to block. Arian Foster didn't have a good game. You add all that together, and it's a bad mix on offense, performance-wise. I thought the defense did plenty to win the football game. Yeah, I know you look at the point total, and it's not impressive, but I think that they would not have been on the field as much if the offense did their job and played the kind of ball that they're capable of. Ball control, clock running type offense that we're used to seeing. We didn't see it, and they better get it. They better find it fast, Patty, because they have a tough one on Sunday.
And of course, one of the big buzzwords or key points or things that came out of that game that Gary Kubiak was asked a lot about was third down conversions and how do you overcome that. And of course, his answer was you do better on first and second down. But just kind of your thoughts on how he corrects that.
Gary Kubiak once told me quarterbacks make their money on third down. Well, that comes down to Matt Schaub, and he has to do a better job in this department, because you look at the opponent this past Sunday, Christian Ponder for the Vikings. He helped his team go 50% on third downs. The Texans as a squad since the bye have not been as sharp on third down. And you're right. A lot of it comes down to what you're getting on first and second down. Third and one, it's a lot easier than third and 10. You don't need me to tell you that. But they have to find a way to get a better performance out of their quarterback in third down situations so they can extend these drives, enable the running backs to get more reps and that sort of thing. I still think a lot of it comes down execution, offensive line, the right side, Derek Newton, the first-year starter at right tackle, and then you got the right guard with Ben Jones now platooning a bit with Brandon Brooks. They need those guys to step up big.
Yeah, and running game always crucial and always very important for the Texans. Arian Foster, of course, goes out last week with the irregular heartbeat, but you want to give us an update on him and kind of the health of the team?
Well, Arian Foster is going to be okay. He said he saw a cardiologist on Monday. He's fine. Ben Tate, I think Ben Tate has to show us something. He runs well when he's in there. We'll see what kind of reps he gets against the Colts. The Colts gave up over 200 rushing yards to Jamal Charles. The Colts gave up a lot of yards to Arian Foster the week before. You think they should be able to run the football. You can't assume anything here, Patty, but you have to find a way to get things going on the ground.
Your expectations on this game coming up. Pagano came out this week and said it's not in our DNA to rest starters. Yeah. Everybody's going to play. You know, and I'm guessing everybody probably will, but do you expect to see Andrew Luck maybe come out depending on the score? Or just kind of your expectations of starters and who gets rest?
I don't know if Chuck Pagano can risk Andrew Luck against J.J. Watt after what Watt did against the Colts the first time around. And it's not just him. You put your starting quarterback, you're about to go into the playoffs, and who knows what can happen. You put him out there against this defense, this desperate must-win defense, and you risk injury to your quarterback going into the most important time of the year. Maybe he starts, maybe he sits eventually. I don't know. The emotion with Pagano coming back is going to be high, but I don't think that lasts a whole game, Patty. I think the Texans can do their job and take care of a lot of that. If they get up two scores, I have a hard time believing Luck's going to still be in the game in the second half to try one of those Andrew Luck so far patented comebacks because, again, you risk a lot of things with them out there. But they say they're going to play their guys, so we have to assume they're telling the truth.
Going into Indianapolis, the Texans have never won there before. Does it matter? And, you know, we've kind of talked for 2 weeks now. We did not want to see it coming down to this final game, but obviously it does. Just this is kind of the culmination of all that we've been talking about.
I put this out there a couple of weeks ago. The Texans might need this game and the Colts might not, and that's exactly what's happening here. If Houston wins it, they get the first round bye. It's a 2-for-1. You win this game, it's like winning a playoff game next week, and they have to know how important that is. So it doesn't matter if the Colts are playing me at quarterback. The Texans have to be at their very best, and oh, wouldn't that be nice for them if I did that? But the never having won there thing, I think that's one of those things that doesn't really come into play too much. We've seen a lot of never befores this season. The Texans had never beaten the Ravens. They crushed them by 30, stuff like that. They have to be able to just put all that stuff away, play a solid football game, and then come home knowing they get a week off. It's all still out there. The table is set, but the margin for error is gone. If they don't win Sunday, they play at home in the first weekend of the playoffs, but then it's on the road if they want to go any further than that.
All right, great stuff. We'll see how it unfolds, and we will see you in Indianapolis.
Thank you, Patty.
Still to come on Texans Huddle, presented by HCC. We'll take you down on the field with Owen Daniels in this week's Tex Effect, so stay tuned.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. By the Memorial Hermann Ironman Sports Medicine Institute, bringing elite care to all athletes. And by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off from the Texas Lottery today. Maybe it's your lucky day.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, Glover Quinn. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Happy holidays. Did you do anything fun this week?
Just celebrated with the kids and the wife. Bought the kids a bunch of toys and big trucks and things like that. So just stayed at home and played with the kids. My family was in Mississippi. So it was a quiet day, but I was very busy.
Well, good. That's how it's supposed to be. Of course, those were right after the Viking game, which we need to kind of put behind us. Not a good game for the Houston Texans, a good game for you. 10 tackles, and I know you have an interesting take on not wanting to have that many tackles. But 10 tackles, 3 for loss, a pretty good game for you.
Yeah, it was a good game. I mean, I tackled well. Obviously, I would like to get a win, but it didn't work that way. But, for me personally, it's a good game towards the end of the season, more confident and just continuing to play well going into the playoffs and trying to finish up this last game, get a win. So definitely a good game for me personally, but I've definitely liked to win the game.
You know, talk about those 3 tackles for a loss. I mean, kind of just the difference for you and kind of that feeling of, you know, getting up there and doing that behind the line versus, you know, hanging back in the secondary.
Right. I mean, as a safety, I mean, you're normally in the open field, last guy back there, and it's kind of, you know, trying to save the touchdown. But to get a chance to come in and to get the running back before he gets a full head of steam running right at you and get to make a big play is actually a great feeling. And, I was able to get in and get a few of them. And the best thing was to get Adrian Peterson before he got started. And that was one thing we really wanted to do because he's a tough runner. He's a hard tackle, so you have to get him before he gets started. So it was good.
Of course, now heading into Indianapolis, nobody wanted it to come down to this final game. You obviously wanted a home field advantage and the bye week sewn up by now. But as you head to Indy, a place where the Houston Texans have not won before, just sort of your thoughts going in as to what you guys need to do and how, you know.
We have to go win. I mean, this is a playoff game for us. We want to go win the game, and we got to go get it done by hook or crook, some kind of way. We got to go to Indy. We've never won there, and we got to get a win. So we got to put everything into it, knowing that if we get this win, we get a chance to rest for a week. So we can't bring anything back on the plane with us. We gotta leave it all in Indy and come out of there with a win.
What has been kind of the temperature, the mood for you guys around here these last few weeks? It kind of seems like, you know, whether the defense might be playing well, the offense can't put it together, vice versa, just kind of being able to walk away from a game and feel like you guys are playing as well as you were maybe earlier in the season.
That's kind of what we want to do. We want to have that game where, like you said, both units play well and we get a good win going into the playoffs. Like you said, we've been having – you know, different types of games, and we've been winning them, but the feeling hasn't always just been like, you know, dominating like we want to be. And so we definitely need one of those games, and what better time than to have it than Sunday.
You talked about it, and you just said, you know, being able to have a bye week, have some rest. Is there something to be maybe said for, you know, having another week to sort of keep playing and to kind of get that groove on that you're looking for?
Right. I mean, I told my mom that. In the long run, maybe it was a good thing that we didn't clinch it this past week. We would have loved to, but to have to keep playing and go win a meaningful game this last game and only get a 1 week down period before we have to go play again, as opposed to clinching this week, then this week would have been really no big deal for us. And then have the bye week, it would have been a 3 week period between times of playing meaningful games. And so I think this game will keep us sharp, and we'll go out and get a win, and we'll get that little short break in bye week, and we'll be ready to go against whoever we have to play against.
Regardless of these last few weeks or what we've just been talking about, this is a team that's sitting here at 12-3. Obviously, a Houston Texans team that is more successful than it's ever been before. What has the season been like, and what's this been like for you guys as players to kind of enjoy this ride?
It's been fun. I mean, it's always fun to win, but it's very hard to win 12 games mentally, physically, to be in it and to be at your best every week to win 12 games, because, I mean, in this league, anybody can beat you any Sunday. So it's not like you have a game where you're playing against somebody with maybe a not-so-great record and it's going to be an easy game. No, you have to go out and make it an easy game. You have to jump on them early, and then they kind of just quit and you know, you get the win. But it's been tough. I mean, but when you put in the hard work throughout the week and you get the win on Sundays, it feels a lot better.
All right, well, let's hope we have that good feeling this Sunday. Good luck.
Definitely. Definitely.
All right, thanks, Glover. Still to come on Texans Huddle, presented by HCC, Owen Daniels wears a microphone for us. We'll show you an inside look at your Texans on the field. Be sure to go to HoustonTexans.com to make your choice heard. It's time to vote on the Whataburger Player of the Year. This season's nominees are defensive back Danielle Manning, linebacker Daryl Sharpton, fellow linebacker Jesse Mading, and fullback / tight end James Casey. The winner will be announced at the final home game of the year. And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Now, earlier this season, we introduced you to a segment that we call Tex Effects. Owen Daniels agreed to wear a wireless microphone for us last week during the Vikings game. Take a listen.
Hi,
Sis.
Hi,
Lon.
You have so much fun today.
Yeah. Well, dude.
Have fun.
Well, man. What up, dude? Hey, I think I'm mic'd up.
You don't wear like a little wire when you're mic'd up?
Like they put on your shoulder pads.
You don't even know? That's
pretty sweet. Hey, my jersey's already on, so I couldn't see shit.
We could be getting voice time right now.
Yeah.
Get your seat going. What's this about? This is about the Texans now. Go make something happen. Texans on three. 1, 2, 3.
Texans.
Hey, dude. Hey. How'd you go? Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Great one, man.
Come on, right? Yeah. Thank you.
across to help Solid with Gene, but I saw him kind of give you the outside. So.
Yeah, I have no check. That's me. So, shut up, Theo.
Again, we'd like to thank Owen for his cooperation, but right now we've got to take another time out here on Texans Huddle. Don't go away. More when we return. And welcome back to Texans Huddle. That's all the time we have for this week's show, but if you would like any more information or maybe you'd just like to see this show again, be sure to go to HoustonTexans.com. Remember, one more regular season game for the Houston Texans, and then we'll keep you updated on how the playoff picture unfolds. And remember to tune in on Monday night for Texans Wrap as we wrap up the game against the Indianapolis Colts. Until then, have a great week, everyone.